Hari Lanjana,
Hari Lanjana.
kad se služba vrši spontano, iz čiste nežnosti i ljubavi, bez straha, strahopoštovanja i divljenja. Bakte uglavnom obožavaju gospodina sa samopoštovanjem. Ali gospodin je najzadovoljniji kada ga bakte iz čiste nežnosti i ljubavi smatraju manje važnije od sebe samog. Gospodinove zabave u izvornom prebivalištu Goloka Vrindavan se izmenjuju u tom duhu. Krišćani prijatelji ga smatraju vrijedno kod njih i ne smatraju da je vrijedno poštovanje. Gospodinovi roditelji, koji su svi čisti bakte, smatraju ga samo djetetom. Gospodin prihvata prekore roditelja pažljivije nego molite detskih himni, a isto tako i prekore ljubavnice. Kada je gospodin Krišna bio prisutan na materijalnom svijetu, da pokaže svoje vječne zabave i stranstvo jednog carstva Goloka Vrindavan, koje su uopće privlačne ljudima, ispolji jedinstvenu sliku pokornosti pred svojom pomajkom Jašodom. Gospodin je svojim prirodnim dječjim igrama imao običaj da pokvari maslac koji je majka Jašoda spremila, lomeći posude i dijeleći sadržaj svojim prijateljima i drugovima u igri, uključujući proslavljene majmune Vrindavana, koji su iskoristili gospodinu velikodušnost. Majka Jašoda je to vidjela i iz čiste ljubavi je željela da kazni transcendentalno dijete. Uzela je uže i zapretila gospodinu da će da ga sreže, kao što se uglavnom čini u prosječnim obiteljima. Videći uže u rukama majke Jašode, gospodin je pognuo glavu i počeo da plače baš kao obično dijete. I suze su mu se slivale niz obraze, ispirajući crnilo namazano oko njegovih prekrasnih očiju. Kunti Devi se klanja pred ovom gospodinom slikom, jer je svjesna njegovog uzvišenog položaja. Često ga se plaši personifikovani strah, ali se ipak bojao majke koja je željela da ga kazni baš na uobičajeni način. Kunti je bila svjesna uzvišenog položaja Krišne, dok Jašoda nije. Prema tome, Jašodin položaj je bio uzvišeniji nego Kunti. Majka Jašoda je dobila gospodina kao svoje dijete i on je učinio da potpuno zaboravi da je njeno dijete sam gospodin. Da je majka Jašoda bila svjesna uzvišenog položaja gospodina, sigurno bi okrevala da ga kazni, ali je bilo ukrivljeno da zaboravi ovaj položaj, jer je gospodin želeo da potpuno ispolji detinjestu prirodu pred nježnom majkom Jašodom. Ova izmjena ljubavi između majke i sina je prirodno uzvišena. I Kunti je, sjećaju se prizora, bila zbunjena i nije mogla ništa drugo da učini, već da hvali transcendentalna ljubav sina. Potrebno, majka Jašoda se hvali zbog njenog jedinstvenog položaja ljubavi, jer je mogla da upravlja čak svemoćnim gospodinom koji je bio njeno ljubljeno djete. Moj dragi Krišna, Jašoda je učinio da te sveže kada si skrivio i tvoje uznemirene oči su bile preplavljene suzama koje su ti oprale šminku s očiju. Iako ti se boji personifikovani strah, bio si uplašen. Ovaj prizor me zbunio. Ovo je jedno od mnogih lila u kojima Krišna dobrovoljno dolazi pod upravu svojih svoga bhakte. Postoje opisano da postoje puno takvih zabava koje opisuju istu poantu. Recimo jednom je Krišnin otac zamolio Krišnu da mu donese njegove drvene papuče i Krišna je to učinio noseći ih na svojoj glavi. Drugim riječima, Bog stavlja papuče svoje bakte na svoju glavu. To je svakako neobično.
There are many, many lilas like this, and in this month we are, as the devotees of Krishna, focusing mainly on the Damodar Lila, which was described, obviously described in this verse. That is where Krishna agrees to be kaya with the devotee.
Tako postoji puno zabava, Krišnih zabava, međutim u ovom mjesecu mi se kao Vaishnave najviše se sređujemo na Damodar Lilu, ili zabavu kada je Krišna dozvolio da bude vezan užitom svog bhakte.
Now, of course, we as devotees of Krishna, we want to remember these pastimes, and one day we hope that we will be able to direct witnesses.
Mi kao bhakte, gospodine Krišne, se želimo sjećati ovih zabava. Istovremeno se nadamo da ćemo jednog dana biti direktni svjedoci i biti zabava.
Sometimes, devotees in Krishna consciousness have the feeling that they tried many things to come to the platform of pure Krishna consciousness, but they have failed for so long.
Ponekad bhakte osjećaju da su tako puno toga pokušali da bi došli na nivo čiste svjesnosti Krišne, ali sve do sada su doživljavali samo neuspjeh.
Sometimes a kind of feeling comes to the devotee that, oh, I tried 2 years now and still I am not able to devote the pastimes of Krishna.
Ponekad bhakte osjeća, evo već 2 godine se trudim i još nisam u stanju da sagledam zabave Krišne.
So today I want to discuss why this is so.
Danas želim objasniti zašto je to tako.
Today I want to discuss the greatest obstacle in the life of a devotee.
Danas želim govoriti o najvećoj prepreci u životu bhakte.
I think it is very important to discuss this in the light of today's verse and also in the light of a great event which is celebrated now in Sweden by many hundreds, thousands of devotees.
Mislim da je jako bitno govoriti o toj temi u svjetlu današnjeg stiha i također u svjetlu specijalne proslave koja se odvija u Švicarskoj danas u prisustvu
Švedsko,
u prisustvu puno stotina ili možda ako ne tisuća bašta.
You know that most of our devotees here are perhaps disciples of Srila Hari Tej Maharaj, whose Vyasa Puja celebration yesterday.
A vjerojatno je većina današnjih ovdašnjih bhakta također učenici Srila Hari Tej Maharaja, čije je danas Vyasa Puja.
So the natural question on such a day, where we have such a nice verse, where we have over and above such a nice celebration, is how to make advancement in Krishna consciousness.
In ovaj današnji dan, kad imamo jedan tako lijepi stih i kada je u toku tako prekrasna proslava, prirodno se nameće pitanje kako napredovati svjesnosti Krishna.
So, it is described by Srila Raghunath Goswami that the greatest obstacle which every devotee must recognize is the desire for recognition.
Srila Raghunath Goswami objašnjava da najveća prepreka koju svaki bhakta mora prepoznati je želja za prepoznavanje.
Raghunath Goswami kaže, my dear brother mind,
moj dragi brate uma,
this is despicable, that's the bad desire for material honor and distinction is compared to a shameless and low-born prostitute who eats dog meat.
Ogromna želja za materijalnom slavom je predstavljena u vidu niskorođene prostitutke koja jede pečeno meso.
Yet she is flagrantly, that is openly, dancing in my heart.
I ona još uvijek otvoreno pleše u mome srcu.
How then can love of pure devotion to Krishna ever find a place in my heart?
Kako onda čista ljubav ili devocija prema Krišni može naći mjesto u mome srcu?
This is heavy, isn't it? You will simply have to serve the unalloyed devotees of the Lord.
Jednostavno trebaš služiti neokaljene bhakte gospodina.
Who are Krishna's associates, intimate associates and stalwart supporters.
Koji su njegovi intimni pratioci i vjerni podržavaoci.
They alone can drive out this prostitute.
Oni mogu otjerati tu prostitutku
and enthrone pure love of Godhead within my heart.
I usolišiti čistu ljubav prema Bogu u mojem srcu.
So, this picture is actually a very nice picture.
Ova slika je jako lijepa.
I do not know if you have made any personal experiences with prostitutes.
Ne znam da li imate neko osobno iskustvo s prostitutkom.
They are sometimes quite cultural, the way they give themselves.
Oni su ponekad jako kulturni, na način koji se prodaju.
They are especially those high-paid prostitutes who know every possible art.
Postoje posljedno dobro plaćene prostitutke koje poznaju
And sometimes people think, oh, it's very nice to stay with such ladies. But the real thing is, they want your money. And they increase the lust in the heart. Now imagine a prostitute who, you know, chases after dogs on the street to eat the cat. Certainly a very wild person. So it is described that the desire to get recognized in the world of men as somebody important and so on is just like such a prostitute who runs after a dog to capture it.
Sada je upitano da ta želja da ovom svijetu budemo prepoznati kao neko nešto, upravo poput besramne prostitutke koja juri za psima.
And in other words, whenever there is a chance for someone who is under the influence of name, fame and glory to get glorious, his mind will go to that opportunity, run there, run after the dog of glory and to possess it.
Znači, poanta je u tome da kad god se u osobi koja je sklona želi da bude slavljena, da bude poznata i da ima ime, u njoj pojavi mogućnost da se ispune te želje, onda njen um odmah trči za tim stvarima, za slavljenjem i na taj način.
This is certainly not a very glorious position.
Što svakako nije jako slavni položaj.
When we are asked how many books did you distribute today, we say almost 100, although it wasn't exactly 51.
Ako nas pitaju koliko ste knjiga, koliko ste knjiga podijelio, mi kažemo pa skoro 100, iako je bilo tačno 51.
Or sometimes people tend to describe the situation which happened so that they look very glorious.
Ima nekad ljudi opisuju određenu situaciju koja se dogodila na takav način da oni izgledaju jako slavni.
It is, they like to be seen as a doer.
Ili žele biti viđeni kao vršijac.
And to be controller of others' lives.
Ili poput kontrolora života drugih osoba.
In this way, this desire for Anna is always giving them a problem.
Na taj način, ta želja za čašću im uvijek da je problem.
It is described that this prostitute also has a husband.
Opisala je da prostitutka može imati muža.
Which he invites, she invites in the bed of your heart.
Koga ona poziva u krevet vašeg srca.
That husband is called enviousness.
Taj muž se zove zavist.
Someone who always wants to be glorious and recognized by others, he is naturally envious if he sees that others are being recognized.
Osoba koja uvijek želi biti slavna i prepoznata od drugih, prirodno postaje zavidna kada vidi da ostali budu prepoznati.
Oh, he is not such a good person as I am.
On nije baš tako dobra osoba poput mene.
In fact, I'm superior in many, many ways.
Suštini, ja sam nadređen tako puno stvari.
Yes, in this way, the envy in the heart manifests.
Na taj način se zavist u srcu manifestira.
And then both of them lay down to have an illicit relationship in the heart.
I onda oni zajedno legnu i imaju nedozvoljeno u srcu.
And they create two twins.
I onda oni rode blizance.
Right in the heart.
Točno u srcu.
That is that you wish bad to others, that's asuya, bad will. And sometimes you even wish violence to others.
čemu se ćete naravno da učinite nasilje na neki.
Oh, I wish this person would not exist any longer.
Osjećam, želio bi da ova osoba više ne postoji.
This is how this prostitute in the, lives in the heart with her unglorious descendants of family.
I tako da prostitutka živi u srcu sa svojim neslavnim nasljednicama i obitelji.
So this desire for recognition manifests in different, also in different devotees. There are three different kinds of devotees. I mean, there are many different kinds of devotees, but I want to discuss three different kinds. There is this Vanishta Bhakta. He is a little bit attached to his family life, and he wants to please Krishna. When he gets infected by pratishtha, or the desire to be honored, he wants to be seen as a very religious person or sinless devotee.
Kada takva osoba padne pod utjecaj pratishte ili želje da bude slavljen, želi da bude viđen kao bezgrešni bhakta.
A religious person and a sinless devotee.
Kao bezgrešni bhakta i jako religiozna osoba.
In another devotee, when he wants to have recognition, he wants to be known as someone who is very knowledgeable in spiritual understanding.
Druga vrsta bhakte, kada želi biti prepoznat, osjeća težnju da bude prepoznat kao osoba koja je dobro učena u duhovnom nauku.
And the devotee who is not married, who is detached, brahmachari, vanaprastha, sannyasi, when he gets infected by the desire for name, fame and glory.
A druga vrsta bhakte, ili treća vrsta bhakte, koji je odvojen, koji nema obitelj, brahmachari, vanaprastha ili sannyasi, kad dođe pod utjecaj želje za slavom,
then he wants to be known as very pure.
On želi da bude poznat kao jako čist.
As very renounced.
Jako odvojen.
That he has understood all the conclusions of the Vedic scriptures. That he is a master of bhakti. This is how how it is analyzed, how the desire for recognition turns the heart into a place of deceit.
Na taj način ta želja za slavu preobražava srce u mjesto prevažnosti ili poličnosti.
In the Hari Bhakti Vilas it is said that even those who were capable to renounce everything,
Hari Bhakti Vilas kaže da čak oni koji su bili u stanju da sve napuste,
gold and women,
zlato, žene,
they are not always able to renounce this desire for distinction and fame.
Oni nisu uvijek u stanju da se odvoje od ove želje za stjecanjem i slavom.
I once heard a very nice lecture on this subject where the devotee was asking the question, why is this desire so strong?
Jedno sam dao.
What?
Jednom sam čuo lekciju, jako jednu lekciju na tu temu, u kojoj je Bhakta pisao zašto je tako snažno.
And he was analyzing that actually you have a famous name that is next to immortality.
Onda je opisivo kako ako posjedujete poznato ime, onda je to jako blisko, blizu besmrtnosti.
For instance, everyone still remembers the football player Pele. Isn't it Pele? Or, you know, Napoleon.
Napoleon.
He is dead, Napoleon.
Napoleon is dead.
But still everyone knows, you know, he had this head and he used to put his hand like this. And many other such things.
Ali još uvijek tako zna, da ima njegovu kapu, i onda je tako običao staviti ruku.
This desire is so strong, it drives people to do the most dangerous activities.
želja tako jaka da nagodi ljude da, da čine najopasnije djelatnosti.
They climb mountain without a security rope, you know, just on the roof. All the bad people. Do you know Reinhold Messner? Mm. There are pictures of him climbing, you know, he just had these two figures, but they are like hammer. And he just, his legs hang in the air, and he just climbed such a mountain, but just
znači, recimo, postoje ljudi koji se uspinjuju s planine bez pomoći kibernetnih uređaja, samo može pomoći nekih, da se kaže, da. Da, pomoći kerambova, ali.
Sapini? Sapini.
Sapini.
Sapini. Yeah? So, now it is described that this crazy desire for I want to be known in the world of men. Hmm? This is growing on the same water which causes the plant of devotion to grow.
Opisano je da ova želja, ludačka želja, da želim biti poznat u ovom svijetu, izrasta na istom tlu, u svojoj izrasta iz iste vode iz koje izrasta i bitka predna poštovanje.
I think you all remember Rupa Goswami's example that yes. So as you water the plant of devotion, if you are not careful, you will also water the plant of pratishtha.
Dakle, dok zalijevate tu biljku devocije, ako ste nepažljivi, isto vremena ćete zalijevati i biljku pratishtha.
Just like your devotion can become strong, also parallel your desire for Anna can become more strong.
Kao što vaša predanost devocija može biti postati jaka, želja za slavljenjem, za slavom također može postati jaka.
Do you understand? It can be that there is a very devoted soul, but he is just also craving for desire.
Recimo, može postati osoba koja je jako predana, ali istovremeno ona izgara od želje.
He might even do all his things. He might think it's for Krishna. He might externally look like a devoted soul, but in his heart he just wants to be applauded.
I takva osoba može misliti da sve radi za Krishnu, može izvana izgledati kao da je predan, ali u stvari sve što želi da svog srca da dobije aplauz.
That's how heavy this desire is.
Tako je opasno da želi.
And it might be almost impossible for him to distinguish these two plants, the plant of devotion and the plant of pratishtha.
I za tu osobu može biti skoro nemoguće da razlikuje te dvije biljke, biljku devocije i biljku pratishtha.
It takes really a very sincere heart to distinguish between the two. It takes an expert.
Potrebno je zaista jako iskreno srce da bi čovjek mogao razlikovati, ili potreban je ekspert.
If you do not want to become a purely a real devotee, you might deceive yourself totally.
Ako ne želite postati čisti bhakta, možete se potpuno zavarati.
When devotees hear about this, they sometimes think, oh, maybe I should start all over again.
Kada bhakti slušaju o tome, pa neke pomisle, možda je trebao početi sve od početka.
Because they understand that I've been serving the wrong master. Instead of serving Krishna, I have served the desire for recognition. Instead of watering the plant of bhakti, I have watered the plant of pratishtha. As long as this is the case, love of God will not even touch you.
Dokle god se to dešava, ljubav prema Bogu neće se dotaknuti.
In the Srimad Bhagavatam it says nimatsaranam satam, it is for Krishna consciousness, for someone who's non-envious.
Srimad Bhagavatam kaže da je svjetlost Krishna za osobu koja nije zavidna.
And it also says it's for someone who's no longer interested in the glorification of this world.
Kože se kaže da je trenutno druženje namenjeno za osobu koja nije, se ne zanima za slavljenje ovom materijalnom svijetu.
If you see that your heart is burning, that it pierced by a spear, then you hear other glory come, then you must know something is wrong.
Ako osjećate da je vaše srce probodeno poput strelama, kada čujete da se neko drugi slavi, onda možete shvatiti da nešto da nije u redu.
And if you hear, if you see, that you always want to be recognized by others, you also must know something is not quite all right.
Ako primijetite da uvijek želite biti prepoznati od strane drugih, Bože te dajte shvatiti da nešto nije sasvim u redu.
So now there is a very dark and gloomy atmosphere in the temple.
Sada u temple
everyone does misli. Am I also full of the desire for recognition? Everyone feels like my life is wasted. Comes in a heavy identity crisis. Almost midlife crisis has come here. What is the solution? What is the solution? In the shloka it says we must serve the devotee.
A shloka kaže da moramo služiti bhakta.
Why?
Zašto?
Because the heart of the real devotee. It is full with the slavini shakti.
Jer je srce pravi bhakta, iskreno sa slavini shakti.
There is a joyful Krishna consciousness.
To je radosna svjetnost Krishna.
And if we serve them, they will give us this shakti, this higher taste, you can say.
Jer koji služimo, oni će nam dati tu shakti, ili taj viši opus.
Out of compassion.
Somewhere.
And all of a sudden we will know, why am I always running after this prostitute who runs after a dog? This is not very good. Imagine, you see a prostitute here running after a dog. And then you become highly attractive and also run after her. It's just too wild to imagine even.
Zamislite samo da ovdje sada prođe prostitutka koja juri za psom i vi postanete tako privučeni da vi počnete za njom trčati.
Why am I also running after this dog to, of fame and recognition to eat him up?
Zašto i ja sam jurim za tim psom, psom slave i prepoznavanja ženicu da ga pojedem?
Krishna is not impressed and the devotees are not impressed.
Krishna nije impresioniran i se bakte impresioniran.
So when you come before such a devotee, your desire will go away, like the coldness in your hands will go away when you come to fire and vomit.
So dođete pred takvim bhaktom, ta vaša želja će nestati upravo kao što nestaje hladnoća i drugu kad je približno vas.
So by serving the devotees, you are able to get feel the real ecstasy of Krishna consciousness. And by this simple process, you will not be impressed by Pratishtha any longer. So, Hare Krishna, I will end here. I hope you could learn something from this.
Nadam se da ste mogli nešto naučiti iz ovoga.
Do you have any questions regarding these subjects?
Da li možete imati neko pitanje koje se tiče ove teme?
What is your name? Vanshi Vihari. Wow, that sounds like an Astralada Prabhu. Correct? Thank you.
recognizing the desire to be recognized and trying to repeat it by serving the devotees, it may appear again in the form of our glory in the process of serving the devotees. Like we are very big now, we are doing so much service to the devotees. So how can we fight against this other aspect of this?
We think we are such a good servant of a devotee. Like this, huh? Yes, so. Well, if we serve a devotee, he will not, if he sees it, he will not tolerate it. Those who were traveling together with Prabhupada, they know, wow, it was not easy. Because the devotee is expert in recognizing this kind of mistake. He will not tolerate that his servant becomes puffed up. And trying to show him but if we are not directly serving anybody, in other words, he's not, he may be somewhere else, maybe our spiritual master whom we serve, you know, we are separated by maybe a few hundred kilometers, what to do then? As I said, when you are making your garden, you have to have a natural interest that the proper plant grows. I remember once, as children, I have two brothers, and we all got our own little garden in the place where we were living, and everyone had to take care of his own little patch of land. And my younger brother is the most lazy of the three of us. And you know, when you would see his garden, he would have also a garden. He would say to us, "See, it's full of plants." And your garden is always so empty. He has done this, he just allows the weeds to grow. You know, we were trying to grow zucchini and, you know, these things. and you know, this, I once told him, but your plants are the wrong plants. How can, you can't even eat the weeds. And because you only have weeds in your garden, the zucchini and pumpkin seeds that you have also planted, they don't grow there. You know, the weeds, they just overgrow, they go much faster, and they just choke the other plants to death. But he was not so iskrini. Yes. So when you are in spiritual life, you have to also see, am I cultivating the right kind of plant? If in the process of serving Krishna, you see that the weed of pain or recognition grows strong, you should be very worried.
Ako slušate Krishna, primetite da se korov slave i prepoznavanja izrasta, onda treba biti jako zabrinuti.
Because you can be for sure that those weeds show the right plant.
Možete biti sigurni da ćete biti pogušiti pravo veliko.
And it takes a sincere devotee to make the distinction between the weed and the right of the bhakti lata.
I osoba treba biti iskreni bhakta da je mogao napraviti razliku između korova i bhakti lata.
Sometimes we think that is the same.
Nekad mislimo da je isto.
But it's not.
Ali nije.
And if we are serious, we will know.
I ako smo ozbiljni, onda ćemo znati.
I once heard there are two types of snakes who look exactly, who look for the untrained eye, are almost identical. One has a blue ring, then a green ring, and then a yellow ring, and then again blue, green, yellow. And the other has a blue, then yellow, and then green ring.
A treća ima plave, žuti i onda zeleni
prsten. I mean, it's just, you understand that instead of blue, green, yellow, blue, green, yellow, it goes blue, yellow, green.
Znači razlika je mala, mesto plavo, zeleno, žuto, druga ima plavo, žuto, zeleno.
They look so similar. But one is poisonous. And the other is harmless. And this is how you really have to think, you know. Am I cultivating bhakti or am I cultivating pratishtha? If you do not make this distinction, you could live with a poisonous snake together.
Ako ne napravite to razlikovanje, možete živjeti dobro u zimu.
Na dobi je sad.
Na dobi je sada što je.
You must be is greening.
Mother is
yes, the secret. He's greening. No? Dado has put it a little humorously, but it's an interesting question.
Dado te izrazi na malo malo pričan način, ali to pitanje je jako
said we have to know that our devotees need a little recognition. It's a human need. Because if you do not know that you are on the right track, so to say, if you do not get any feedback, you are not secure. You are doing all right or something wrong with me. In a Vaishnava society, this need, this realistic need, should be taken care of by the mutually respectful leading among Vaishnavas.
Ovaj potrebi u vaishnavskom društvu se trebamo pobrinuti na taj način što ćemo međusobno održavati odnose sa poštovanjem.
Sometimes it is a fact we are acting a little harsh with each other because we think it's not so important to recognize someone's service.
Činjenica je da ponekad malo grubo se ponašamo jedan prema drugima, drugome, jer smatramo nema uopće potrebe prepoznati i cijeniti službu drugih
vaishnava. Sorry, but for each Vaishnava it is certainly important to get a feedback for his activities.
Ali za svakog vaishnava je svakako nužno da dobije neki odgovor na ono što radi.
And he should not only give a negative feedback. Oh, you did wrong, you ate too many potatoes, you know.
Ne trebamo samo negativno se odnositi prema vaishnavima, govoriti to ti krivo činio, pojesti previše krumpira.
But we should recognize each devotee for his endeavor to please Krishna.
Za svakog vaishnava trebamo prepoznati što se tiče njegovog napreda za zadovoljstvo Krishna.
Krishna does it.
Krishna to čini.
He says he is so grateful for each little service which is performed.
On kaže da je zahvalan, tako puno zahvalan za svaku malu službu koju kakta bar.
Therefore, also amongst Vaishnavas, we should, you know, give recognition where recognition is due.
Također među Vaishnavama mi trebamo podariti nekome ovako prepoznati njegove aktivnosti, ako je to zavrijedno.
We should learn the simple art, how to encourage other devotees.
Trebamo naučiti jednostavno mislim kako ohrabrivati druge Vaishnava.
And then the devotees will feel this, properly situated and you will feel happy and enthusiastic.
I onda će Bhakta se osjećati da je pravilno utemeljen, osjećati se sretnim i entuzijastičnim.
But this really has not so much to do with the morbid desire for you know, chasing after the dog or pain, you know.
Ali to nema puno što da radi sa morbidnom željom da zatrčinom za tom love.
That's more like a human need. And in a Vaishnava society, this should be taken care of. If you do all the time sankirtan, you come back in the week and you know, you need to be encouraged to go on. And after all, it is wonderful if someone, so why should we not give a little, you know, kindness to someone? You are so great, you know. But you know, the devotee should understand. He should not work for this. It shouldn't be his own. I think you know what I mean, huh?
Yeah.
Preaching, huh?
Yes, about the person who is already reading and you know somebody was teaching
something. Uh-huh.
And are we at all able to do so, to inspire somebody to accept the relationship?
Yeah, the person has to nice question. The person who is reading and so on, he has to understand how nice it is to serve Krishna by seeing us. If he sees you serving Krishna and sees that you are happy with it, he will also try it.
Ako vidi da služiš Krišnu i da si sretna s time, on da osoba će isto tako pokušati.
But if you always appear to be overworked or over-serviced and hectic, then he will not be attracted to also do devotional service.
Ali ako ti uvijek izgledaš umorna ili kao da se previše službe radila, onda on neće biti entuzijasni na prihvat.
I have found out in the beginning you have to sometimes trick a person into service.
Primijetio sam da ponekad na početku trebaš osobu malo prevariti malo da ih prihvati na služenje.
Because, you know, service where there is no material return, that people are very, it's totally new for them, this concept.
Jer služba bez materialne nagrade, za ljude je to jedan sasvim novi koncept.
So you can say, oh, you are so expert in, let us say, in digging the garden. And I'm so totally unexperienced in this. Couldn't you just, you know, just give the good example and show us how to dig the garden? Then he would think, oh, someone finally sees that I'm an expert in digging the garden. And then they will take the garden and feel some higher pleasure. I remember I was tricked like this. The devotees said to me, oh, we need some could you please help us? Our temple is so poor. And you seem to be very rich. Now, it was a fact that I come from such a house, but my parents never gave me much, you know, for spending money. But I was so pleased by the devotees, I just decided I will just bring them a lot of Lakshmi. And I remember I digged someone's garden and got a lot of Lakshmi for that. And I remember I was so heavy when I brought the 200 marks for the temple and said, please take for you. And I remember once my mother came into the temple to visit me. And she saw me in the kitchen washing the pots, Hare Krishna. And I remember she wouldn't believe her eyes.
He's
washing the
pots.
Impossible. So she went to Chakravarti, the temple president, and she said, why is he washing the pots? I don't know. He seems to like it. And my mother was totally convinced. This is a good movement. My arrogant son, who never washed the pots at home, always ran away when it was pot washing time. Who had always millions of reasons to not wash the pot. He is now a
surrender to Bhakti Vatsalya. It's a very good movement. Congratulations. My mother had no doubts when she saw that. He understood the process works. She didn't even need to read the book. She was convinced. Yes. So, because I was also tricked into devotional service, and I found out the higher taste. This is how you have to do with others. In the beginning, you have to just molinte, you know, and so on. Then finally, if he does something, it is very pleasing. And he wants to come again pick the dhan. Ecstasy, and he wants to taste the ecstasy of picking the garden for Krishna. Next to eternity. See, we always look for our true existence. Which is that we are an eternal soul. So out of foolishness we think that if we are glorified or if we have a good name, that is also eternal.
I svoje budalosti mislimo, ako smo slavljeni ili ako steknemo ime, onda je to nevađe vječno. Želimo biti Krišna.
Pathetic, isn't it? There's another reason also. Any day. That's another very good reason and I forgot it. So, yes. Yes. No? It was like this. Yes.
One more question.
Really?
Actually, I wanted to ask you yesterday. It's about getting devotional service. It says in Bhagavan is getting the mercy of Lord Krishna. So I could not understand what does this mean.
By good fortune.
Pitanje je da učitam da tamo se kaže da zbog svoje dobre, velike sreće osoba dobija milost Guru i Krišna i prema služenje. Što to znači dobro sreće?
Good fortune means to meet a devotee.
Dobra sreća znači se sreće baš.
Who creates the good fortune.
Koji stvara dobre sreće.
Or it means to have some previous contact with devotional service. Once Prabhupada was asked by a devotee, who said, what does it mean, Prabhupada? In the Gita it says, those who have acted piously in this life or another life, they can take up devotional service with determination.
Koji su djelovali pobožno u ovom i drugim životima, mogu prihvatiti trenutno služenje s odlučnošću.
Before Krishna consciousness, I can't remember having acted piously.
Prije svjetlosti Krishna ne mogu se sjetiti da sam nešto pobožno djelovao.
Can you remember, Guruji? You went to church.
Odlazio u crkvu.
No, he's dead.
Then he's
dead. So, but the devotees Prabhupada answered, I have created your good fortune.
Prabhupada odgovorio, ja sam stvorio tvoje dobre sreće.
In other words, meeting Prabhupada was our good fortune.
Drugim rječima, rječima susret s Prabhupadom je bio naša dobra sreća.
Može? So, we have now 9 o'clock. Thank you very much for coming and listening. And I wish you all the best in your Krishna consciousness and in the preaching of here in Pula. This is a very important town for spreading Krishna consciousness.
Želim vam puno uspjeha u svjetlom svjetlišnju i upropovjedanju u kulu koje je dosta bitno da rade še jednom svjetlom svjetlišnju.
Svi nitaj gora sandaki,
svi
go nitaj ki, gora premanandi,
svi
maharaj ki, how are you feeling in Krishna consciousness?
Some form of releasing, which is the challenge and virtue which we spoke of learning in the mind. Besides the challenge, to be think a bit and assume that you have desire and you can realize.
Mm-hmm. I think you are going through a little period in your devotional service which is a little difficult. I think, do you understand, how was it? Do you understand or better your chances in play?
Yeah.
Maybe it's more natural if you sit here with each other and talk like this. It often happens that after initiation, devotees who are have a little misunderstanding.
Just as we are not in the initiation,
see, we usually, in our normal devotional life, we just think, oh, I need to be initiated. And this becomes like a main focus in our attention. That's only natural, I think. So in the beginning, the question is, who is our spiritual master? It becomes a main subject matter. Then when this is clarified, the next question is, when will I be initiated? And again it becomes the main subject. And then when we are initiated, for a while we think, well, that's
it.
I have realized this. And we forget that initiation is just the beginning. It's interesting, the word initiation, diksha, means it's like a birth. When you are born, when you come out of the womb of the mother, you need to be extra careful. If the baby thinks, now I'm out, now my problems are solved, you know, I'm finally at the light of the day. Then it can become very dangerous. Yeah, for a little baby there are many dangers. Wolves. We don't have wolves here any longer, but you, I think you get the idea.
Yeah.
So I also think that after initiation you have become not
you were so careful before initiation. So humble. And he was trying you really, so you were giving your best. But after initiation, you forgot that you still have to be very careful and surrender. Imagine what would happen with you if you were just getting the initiation. It's a problem. Of Sanya. Or Guru. You now have to be very, very careful with your Nata. Your face looks again very dark. Like the first time when I met you, so much suffering was in your face. Now again, the same. It's a helpless face. You must now change things in your life. Devotees are very worried because you are frustrated in your life, and then you get angry with the karmic also. I thought that sometimes something happened to you with the book of devotion. And there, and you develop your own philosophy. That it's not so important to follow the rules. You know, this is how Maya starts. Do you know the story of the camel and the Bedouin? No? Once there was a Bedouin. He had a very good camel, which also smell very strong. So it was winter time, and the Bedouin had his tent. And the camel was to also come in. So it took them out and said, "Ah, oh, so cold, can I just, you know, put my mouth in the tent?" I would prefer not, that's the Bedouin. Because you smell very strong. But okay, the mouth is supposed, but don't talk.
And then it will feel some type of nutrition.
After some time, you can make it cold. I could just, you know, put my ears also in the tent, then no problem. Then I will not talk any longer because if the ears are a little warmer, then it's not very so unpleasant.
Jer je mogao barem samo uši staviti unutra, onda više neću govoriti, jer kad uši unutra, onda je više tada neprijatno.
All right, that's it. But only the ears. Then after some time, you're going to say, "Oh, my neck is so cold."
I možda neću žena o tom reba, kako mi hvala na vrat.
How will I be able to serve you?
Kako mi će biti sam?
When my neck, tomorrow, when my neck is totally cold, it's frozen. Just, you know, allow me to put my neck just in the top part of the tent where you anyway have no use for that space, and I will park it there conveniently, and in this way both of us are fully satisfied. The Bedouin didn't have a good feeling about it. But it all sounded so logical. But not more! After an hour, the tent. Everyone knows if the feet are warm, the whole body
forms.
So I just have a little, you know, my stopula are not so big. I can just put them in the entrance of the tent where you have no use.
mogu staviti samo na ulazu u čakar gdje ja nakon na koristu.
The whole night, you know, the camel had no idea. And finally the camel was lying in the tent and the Benjamin was outside. So this is now your situation, Vijayanayaka. Maya comes a little bit. Don't follow these rules. Now you are old. You are initiated. You're not like the new Bhakta. You do not look. You will not be a man. And it sounds very logical. Yes, you are initiated. Yes, I mean, you could say Bhakti doesn't come if you only follow rules and regulations. We need to also be blessed by Guru and Krishna. It sounds also logical, like the logic of the camel. But what is the idea behind all this? The idea of Maya is not to help you in book distribution. The idea of your mind is not to become your friend. The idea is to make you fall down from devotion service. And what is the proof? The proof is that you yourself don't feel inspired. You give the good to a little book that the devotees have not fully convinced about you. That everything is so difficult. So I expect that you turn away from this philosophy of Maya and surrender to the devotees. Like today we were discussing the of the Vaishnava. They all want very good for you. Love you. So please talk about details with Guruji. I have discussed with him for a long time about you and other devotees and the Kula temple and so on. And he has all the information that he has. It's not dramatic if the child falls in the dirt. But it can become dramatic if he wants to live in the dirt. Yeah. As you have said, I was very happy when you said that you could realize something and that you feel you should surrender more. This is very good to realize. So it's not so dramatic what you have to change. You just talk to the devotees and put it. And then I'm going, you know, okay, normal. Right, you should have a deep talk. And then you should. Then it will be easy for you to progress. Always remember the past where you are coming from. You are a good example of someone who is safe from immense suffering. Imagine you would be a Kani now in Sarajevo. Good. That's all which I wanted to say to you. It's not so complicated, it's an easy thing. Talk also with your Sankirtan leader. He might also have some realizations that might be able to help you. Dobro. all right? Do you have any questions? It's simple, isn't it? You have to do something now. Yeah. Okay, so Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. I will give you a surprise. Can you ask Maharshi to come?
Oh, you did.